test is in four parts, part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4. Now look at part 1.
Part 1.
Megan and Ken are deciding how they will spend the evening. You have some time to look at questions 1 to 7 now. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Hello, Megan speaking.
Hello, Megan.
Hello, Ken. I'm glad you called. Thomas asked me to give you his telephone number.
Is that his office number or his home number?
I can give you both. His new home number is 9452-3456. Would you like his office number?
I think I have it. Does 9731-4322 sound right?
That's it. But the home number is 9452-3456. He moved in last week.
Good. I've got that. Now, what would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to go dancing. But Jane's hurt her ankle, so she'd rather not.
That's a pity. I guess it means she doesn't want to play tennis either.
That's right. She says it's okay to go bowling if we don't expect her to do well.
Okay, let's do it. I guess we can go dancing some other time.
Well, I booked us some time at the bowling alley of Entertainment City. Do you know it?
Is it on Smith Street, down near the university?
That's right. It's on the corner of Smith Street and Bridge Road.
What time did you book for?
The first booking I could get was 8 o'clock.
Okay. It's 7 now. What do you want to do first?
Well, I think we should leave now. We can meet at the bowling alley.
I can't be that quick. I have to call Thomas to start with, and I need to get changed.
Okay, I think I'll leave in 10 minutes and meet you in there.
That makes sense. I'll take my car, so I'll be quite quick. I'll be out of here in half an hour.
Okay. You're so lucky to have a car. You can get around so easily.
Well, yes and no. I often spend ages driving around trying to find a park. The traffic can be very bad.
Well, that won't be a problem for me, because I'll take the bus. It goes right past my door, and I'll have plenty of time.
Sounds good. Who else is coming?
I think nearly everyone from the afternoon class will be there.
Which class? The big maths class or the afternoon tutorial?
The maths class. What's more, we get a concession for large numbers.
That's good. I'm trying to keep my expenses down this month.
So am I. I expect tonight will cost about $20.
You must be good with money. I expect it to come to, nearly $40. So how are you going to manage that?
Well, the bus is cheap, and if I come home early, I won't have time to spend too much. In any case, I have to be up early tomorrow morning, so I'd really better try to get home by about 11.
That reminds me. I have to phone the taxi company for my mother. Goodbye, Megan. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Ken.
Ken calls the taxi company. First, look at questions 8 and
Thank you for calling Acme Cabs. Please follow the instructions on the tape. If you wish to order a cab now, press 1. If you have placed an order previously, press 2. If you wish to make an advance order, press 3. Please be ready to tell us your street number and name. If you wish to speak to the radio room supervisor, press 4. If you want to inquire about lost property, press 5. If you want to order a taxi equipped to carry wheelchairs, press 6. Your call is very important. Please stay on the line for the next available order taker.
Hello. I think I left something in one of your cabs on Thursday. It was a brown paper package with an address written on it in green ink. Has anyone handed it in?
That is the end of part one.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part two.
Part two.
You will hear part of a lecture about trumpets.
First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
The trumpet is quite a remarkable instrument. Take the B-flat type, for instance, the kind of trumpet most people use today. If we stretched one out in a straight line, it would measure nearly 140 centimeters in length. What we see in the diagram, then, is a very long brass tube wrapped around itself in order to save space. To produce its characteristic sound, the musician blows continuously into the small metal cup on the left, called the mouthpiece, which is shaped to fit the lips. The air travels along the lead pipe and round the tuning slide, which can be moved in or out to change the instrument's pitch. The air then reaches the feature that distinguishes the trumpet from, for instance, a bugle, the three valves that extend from above the top to below the bottom of the instrument. Each valve can send the airflow one of two ways, either along the main pipe, the shortest route, or else into an extra length of tube, thus lowering the pitch of the sound being played. The musician does this by pressing one of the finger buttons at the top, diverting the air into the first tube if the first is pressed, into the second and shortest by using the second, or into the longest one, the third, by pressing number three. The air then continues its way round the bend in the lead pipe and along to the end at the widest part of the body, known as the bell, which projects the powerful sound forwards. Incidentally, all this breath forced through the metal of the instrument does, of course, contain water vapor, and this will start to condense and form droplets after a certain amount of playing. The result is a gurgling sound from the trumpet, so to avoid this, there is a device on the tuning slide called the water key, which, when pressed, lets the water drip out.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
The trumpet, in one form or another, has been around for a long time. The earliest type we have actual proof of was a short, straight instrument used with marching soldiers by the ancient Egyptians' 18th dynasty, which makes it 3,500 years old, although other cultures in China and Peru certainly had something similar very early on. This use of the trumpet in military contexts, as well as at ceremonial occasions, was to continue through the times of the ancient Greeks and Romans, but it wasn't until the 17th century that it became a genuinely popular instrument, at least in the West. At the beginning of the 18th century, it was finally accepted as part of the typical orchestra, and the addition of valves in the 19th century, making it much more versatile, consolidated its position as a major orchestral instrument. Nowadays, the sound of the trumpet, which is of course both loud and clear, means that for many pieces it is used to lead the brass section of the orchestra. This sound and its versatility have helped extend its use to other forms of music, such as jazz and pop, but there is another very practical reason for its widespread popularity. In comparison with many others, such as the tuba, the cello, or even the trombone, it is a fairly small instrument that can easily be transported and played just about anywhere. The downside of all this popularity, though, is that as everyone wants to be a trumpeter, it can be difficult for the young musician looking for work to find a vacancy. As a result, it's often the case that quite a few of the French horn players in a modern orchestra actually began their musical careers as trumpet players.
That is the end of part two.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now it turns to part three.
Part three.
You are going to hear a talk given by an international student.
First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
As an international student coming from Sierra Leone, it gives me great honor to give these opening remarks and welcome you all to Ashisi University, where excellence is the code. I believe I speak on behalf of my fellow colleagues when I say we feel that we are the most fortunate and privileged university students in Ghana. You may ask, what is the basis of such a conclusion? And I will simply say to you, in which other tertiary institution in Ghana do you find the same level of IT infrastructure and facilities available to students? Where also do you find such a low ratio of students to lecturers and computers? In which other educational institution do you find 55% of students on some sort of financial aid, who in addition enjoy services and benefits such as job placement after graduation, on-campus employment that pays above the minimum wage, a supply of textbooks, and access to online databases? Ladies and gentlemen, there is no other institution of higher education in Ghana today that matches the learning environment and the quality of instruction at Ashisi. I could continue listing reasons why we students feel this way, but I only have 5 minutes for this speech. Believe me, I could go on for hours. At Ashisi, everyone is considered a leader and is treated special. Ashisi equips us with the necessary determination, strength, and belief in ourselves to be able to achieve our goals. We are being taught to think outside the box and to question and challenge our assumptions about the world we live in. This, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the benefits of a liberal arts education, which seeks to broaden our intellectual capacity.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
At Ashisi, we are also exposed to real-life situations and learn how to deal with them through a practical and vigorous academic program, as well as various seminars in which prominent leaders in their professions are invited as guests to interact and share their knowledge and experiences. Some people, even some of you in this audience, may believe that tuition at Ashisi is too high, but I say to you that the students here are unanimous in saying it is worth it. Not because we all come from well-to-do families, but because when it comes to one's education, you need to aim at getting the best from the right place. One's education defines who you are and what your perception of life and society will become. Ashisi offers us a top-quality education which meets high international standards. This is due to the strong linkages the school has established with three of the very best schools in the United States, namely, Swarthmore College, which is ranked as the best liberal arts school in the U.S., UC Berkeley, and the University of Washington. In addition, Ashisi has recruited an excellent faculty consisting of lecturers from various countries, including Ghana, the U.K., and the United States. These lecturers are among the best in their respective academic fields. I believe this is the school's greatest asset, a strong and knowledgeable team dedicated to achieving successful results from their students and who also love their job. I would like to end with a personal message. My fellow students, because we are among the most privileged in our society, we should take responsibility for our own destinies, make our parents proud, and create a legacy for those that follow us and Africa as a whole. We must give back to our society after completing school and achieving our goals in life, which I believe we all can, if we properly utilize our time and take advantage of all that is offered here at Ashisi.
That is the end of part 3.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now it turns to part 4.
Part 4.
You're going to hear a talk on wild rice. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen to the tape and answer the questions.
Good morning. Today we'd like to talk about wild rice. Contrary to what many people believe, wild rice is not rice at all, but a grass. Much of it sold in the world today is not even wild, but rather cultivated varieties that do not occur naturally. Wild rice is really an annual aquatic seed found mostly in the upper freshwater lakes of Canada, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota in North America. Indians gathered wild rice before any explorers set foot on the North American continent. Early explorers were greatly impressed with the strength and hardiness of the woodland Indians, and attributed their vitality to their ample servings of wild rice. Wild rice can grow in water as shallow as 3 or 4 feet along marshes and muddy waters. A tall plant, it grows to a height of 8 to 10 feet, with a long flower cluster that reminds one of a narrow broom. The grains in their husks on the tall stalk look somewhat like oats. Truly wild rice is a challenging crop to grow, even today. It's very susceptible to failure due to weather conditions. If a heavy windstorm comes along just before harvesting, the seeds can be blown into the water, ruining an entire crop. Harvesting at just the right time becomes a matter of beating the birds to it, since wild rice is considered a delicacy by many birds living in the area. Other challenges include insects, disease, poor drainage, and high waters. If the grains are too green, they are difficult to thresh or beat out of their husks. If left on the plant too long, even a few days too long, they fall off the plant into the water. Airboats have brought about recent improvements in commercial harvesting of the wild rice, while newer techniques for parching, winnowing, and hulling have been a help in saving time and labour. Still, it takes about 3 pounds of grass seed to yield 1 pound of wild rice. Buyers should be aware of two types of wild rice, gathered and commercial. Foraged or hand-harvested wild rice is gradually being pushed out of the market by hybrid commercial varieties. Hand-harvested wild rice makes up less than 20% of the market today. Heirloom varieties of this foraged grain still exist. In fact, it is the only heirloom grain sold commercially. However, package labels can be deceiving. Though the label may read Indian harvested or organic, the product may be hybridized wild rice placed in freshwater lakes and gathered by Indians in airboats. Hand harvested, organic, and from the Great Lakes region is the real thing, with superior flavour and aroma, but it may be difficult to find. Though wild rice is one of the most expensive grains, it goes a long way. Some say that 1 pound of the grain can feed 30 people. To compensate for its high cost, try combining wild rice, half and half, with brown rice. For a truly colourful presentation, try 1/3 of each. White rice, brown rice, and wild rice.
That is the end of part 4.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.